The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 1, Manus, Administrators of the Universe. First of all, let me offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Sometime in the year 1935, when His Divine Grace was staying at Radhakund, I went to see him from Bombay. At that time, he gave me many important instructions in regard to constructing temples and publishing books. He personally told me that publishing books is more important than constructing temples. Of course, those same instructions remained within my mind for many years. In 1944, I began publishing my Back to Godhead, and when I retired from family life in 1958, I began publishing Srimad Bhagavatam in Delhi. When three parts of Srimad Bhagavatam had been published in India, I then started for the United States of America on the 13th of August, 1965. I am continuously trying to publish books, as suggested by my spiritual master. Now, in this year, 1976, I have completed the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and a summary of the 10th canto has already been published as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, the 8th canto, 9th canto, 10th canto, 11th canto, and 12th canto are yet to be published. On this occasion, therefore, I am praying to my spiritual master to give me strength to finish this work. I am neither a great scholar nor a great devotee. I am simply a humble servant of my spiritual master, and to the best of my ability, I am trying to please him by publishing these books with the cooperation of my disciples in America. Fortunately, scholars all over the world are appreciating these publications. Let us cooperatively publish more and more volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam just to please His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This first chapter of the 8th canto may be summarized as a description of the four manas, namely Swayambhuva, Swaroshicha, Uttama, and Tamasa. After hearing these descriptions of the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu until the end of the 7th canto, Maharaj Parikshit desired to know about other manas. He desired to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, not only in the past, but at the present and in the future, and how he acts in various pastimes as Manu. Since Parikshit Maharaj was eager to know all this, Shukadeva Goswami gradually described all the Manus, beginning with the 6 Manus who had appeared in the past. The first Manu was Swayambhuva Manu. His two daughters, namely Akuti and Devahuti, gave birth to 2 sons named Yagya and Kapila, respectively. Because Shukadeva Goswami had already described the activities of Kapila in the 3rd canto, he now described the activities of Yagya. The original Manu, along with his wife, Sadarupa, went into the forest to practice austerities on the bank of the river Sunanda. They practiced austerities for 100 years, and then Manu, in a trance, formed prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rakshasas and Asuras then attempted to devour him, but Yagya, accompanied by his sons, the Yamas, and the demigods, killed them. Then Yagya personally took the post of Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. The second Manu, whose name was Svarochisa, was the son of Agni, and his sons were headed by Drumyat, Shusena, and Rochismat. In the age of this Manu, Rochana became Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planets, and there were many demigods headed by Tusita. There were also many saintly persons such as Urja and Stamba. Among them were Vedashira, whose wife Tusita gave birth to Vibhu. Vibhu instructed 88,000 Dhritavratas, or saintly persons, on control and austerity. Uttara, the son of Priyavrata, was the third Manu. Among his sons was Pavana, Srinjaya, and Yagnahotra. During the reign of this Manu, the sons of Vashishta, headed by Pramada, became the 7 saintly persons. The Satyas, Devashrutas, and Bhadras became the demigods, and Satyajit became Indra. From the womb of Srinrita, the wife of Dharma, the Lord appeared as Satyasena, and he killed all the Yakshas and Rakshasas who were fighting with Satyajit. Tamasa, the brother of the third Manu, was the fourth Manu, and he had 10 sons, including Prithu, Kyati, Nara, and Ketu. During his reign, the Satyakas, Haris, Viras, and others were demigods. The seven great saints were headed by Jyoti Dharma, Tishika, and Indra. Harimeda begot a son named Hari in the womb of his wife Harini. This Hari, an incarnation of God, saved the elephant Gajendra. This incident is described as Gajendra Mokshana. At the end of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj particularly asks about this incident. Text 1. Shri Rajovacha. Svayambhuva Shyaya Guru Vamsoyan Vistarach Chuta Yatra Vishva Srijam Sargo Manum Anyan Vidasvana. Synonyms. Shri Rajovacha, the king, Maharaj Parikshit, said, Svayambhuvasya, of the great personality Svayambhuva Manu, Iha, in this connection, Guru, or my spiritual master, Vamsa dynasty, I am this, Vistarat, extensively Shuta, I have heard from you, Yatra, wherein Vishvashrijam, of the great personalities known as the Prajapatis, such as Marichi, Sarga, creation, involving the birth of many sons and grandsons from the daughters of Manu, Manun, Manus, Anya, and others, Vadasva, kindly described na to us. Translation. King Parikshit said, O my Lord, my spiritual master, now I have fully heard from your grace about the dynasty of Svayambhuva Manu, but there are also other Manus, and I want to hear about their dynasties. Kindly describe them to us. Text 2. Manvantare hare janma karmani cha mahisyasa grananti kavayo brahmans tani no vada shrinvatam. Synonyms. Manvantare, during the change of manvantars, one Manu following another, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janma, appearance, Karmani, and activities, Cha, and also Mahiyasa, of the Supremely Glorified, Granati, describe Kavaya, the great learned persons who have perfect intelligence, Brahman, the learned, O learned Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami, Tani, all of them, na to us, Vada, please describe, Srinvatam, who are very eager to hear. Translation. O learned Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami, the great learned persons who are completely intelligent describe the activities and appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the various manvantars. We are very eager to hear about these narrations. Kindly describe them. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has different varieties of incarnations, including the Guna avatars, Manvantara avatars, Leela avatars, and Yuga avatars, all of which are described in the Shastras. Without reference to the Shastras, there can be no question of accepting anyone as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, especially mentioned here, Grananti Kavaya, the descriptions of various incarnations are accepted by great learned scholars with perfect intelligence. At the present time, especially in India, so many rascals are claiming to be incarnations, and people are being misled. Therefore, the identity of an incarnation should be confirmed by the description of the Shastras and by wonderful activities. As described in this verse by the word Mahishayasa, the activities of an incarnation are not ordinary magic or jugglery, but are wonderful activities. Thus, any incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be supported by the statements of the Shastra and must actually perform wonderful activities. Parikshit Maharaj was eager to hear about the Manus of different ages. There are 14 Manus during a day of Brahma, and each of the Manus, but the age of each Manu lasts for 71 yugas. Thus, there are thousands of Manus during the life of Brahma. Text 3. Yad Yasmin Antare Brahman Bhagavan Vishwabhavana Kritavan Kurute Karta Hi Atite Nagate Diya Va. Synonyms. Yet, whatever activities Yasmin in a particular age, Antare Manvantar, Brahman, O great Brahmana, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishwabhavana, who has created this cosmic manifestation, Kritavan has done, Kurute is doing, Karta, and will do, he indeed, Atite, in the past, Anagate, in the future, Adya, at the present, Va, either. Translation. O learned Brahmana, kindly describe to us whatever activities the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created this cosmic manifestation, has performed in the past Manvantars, is performing at present, and will perform in the future Manvantars. Report. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said that both he and other living entities present on the battlefield had existed in the past, they existed at present, and they would continue to exist in the future. Past, present, and future always exist, both for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and for ordinary living entities. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. Both the Lord and the living entities are eternal and sentient, but the difference is that the Lord is unlimited, whereas the living entities are limited. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of everything, and although the living entities are not created but exist with the Lord eternally, their bodies are created, whereas the Supreme Lord's body is never created. There is no difference between the Supreme Lord and his body, but the conditioned soul, although eternal, is different from his body. Text 4. Shri Rishi Ravacha, Manvano Manavo Shmin Yatita Ta Sat Kalpe Swayambhuva Daya Adyas Te Karito Yatra Deva Dinam Chapsambhava. Synonym: Shri Rishi Uvacha, the great saint Shukadeva Goswami said, Manava, Manus, Asmin, during the period of one day of Brahma, Vyatita, already passed, Sat, six, Kalpe, in this duration of Brahma's day, Swayambhuva, Swayambhuva Manu, Adaya, and others, Adya, the first one, Swayambhuva, Te, unto you, Katita, I have already described, Yatra, wherein, Deva Adinan, of all the demigods, Cha, also, Sambhava, the appearance. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, in the present kalpa there have already been six manus. I have described to you Swayambhuva Manu and the appearance of many demigods. In this kalpa of Brahma, Swayambhuva is the first manu. Text 5. Akutyam deva hutyam cha dutiros tasivai mono dharma gyano padeshartam bhagavan putaratam gata. Synonyms. Akutyam, from the womb of Akuti, Devahutyam cha, and from the womb of Devahuti, Dutiro, of the two daughters, Tasya of him, by indeed, Mano, of Swayambhuva Manu, Dharma, religion, Gyan, and knowledge, Upadeshartam, for instructing Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Putratam, sonhood under Akuti and Devahuti, Gata, accepted. Translation. Swayambhuva Manu had two daughters, named Akuti and Devahuti. From their wombs, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as two sons, named Yajnamurti and Kapila, respectively. These sons were entrusted with preaching about religion and knowledge. Purport. Devahuti's son was known as Kapila, and Akuti's son was known as Yajnamurti. Both of them taught about religion and philosophical knowledge. Text 6. Kritam Pura Bhagavata Kapila Shyanu Varnitam Akyase Bhagavan Yagno Yachakara Kuru Devaha. Synonyms. Kritam, already done, Pura, before, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapilasya, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Anuvarnitam, fully described, Akyase, I shall now describe, Bhagavan, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna, of the name Yajnapati or Yajnamurti, yet whatever Chakara, executed Kuru Udvaha, O best of the Kurus. Translation. O best of the Kurus, I've already described in the third canto the activities of Kapila, the son of Devahuti. Now I shall describe the activities of Yajnapati, the son of Akuti. Text 7. Virakta Kamabogeshu Satarupa Pati Prabhu Vishrijya Rajam Tapase Shabharyo Vanam Avisat. Synonyms. Vikar Vikrakta, without attachment, Kama Bogeshu, in sense gratification, in grihastha life, Satarupa Pati, the husband of Satarupa, named Swayambhuva Manu, Prabhu, who was the master of the king, or king of the world, Vishrija, after renouncing totally Rajyam, his kingdom, Tapase, for practicing austerities, Sabarya, with his wife, Vanam, the forest, Avishat, entered. Translation. Swayambhuva Manu, the husband of Satarupa, was by nature not at all attached to the enjoyment of the senses. Thus, he gave up his kingdom of sense enjoyment and entered the forest with his wife to practice austerities. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.2, evam parampara praptam imam marjoshiyo vidu. The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. End quote. All the Manus were perfect kings. They were Rajarshis. In other words, they were, although they held posts as kings of the world, they were as good as great saints. Swayambhuva Manu, for example, was the emperor of the world, yet he had no desire for sense gratification. This is the meaning of Marnaki. The king of the country or the emperor of the empire must be so trained that by nature he renounces sense gratification. It is not that because one becomes king, he should unnecessarily spend money for sense gratification. As soon as kings become degraded, spending money for sense gratification, they were lost. Similarly, at the present moment, monarchy has having been lost, the people have created democracy, which is also failing. Now, by the laws of nature, the time is coming when dictatorship will put the citizens into more and more difficulty. If the king or dictator individually, or the members of the government collectively, cannot maintain the state or kingdom according to the rules of Manusmita, certainly their government will not endure. Text 8. Sunandayam varshas shatam padayekena bhuvam sprishan tapyamanas tapogoram idam anvahabharata. Synonyms. Sunandayam, on the bank of the river Sunanda, varshasatam, for 100 years, padayekena, on one leg, bhuvam, the earth, sprishan, touching, tapyamana, he performed austerities, tapa, austerities, goram, very severe, idam, the following, anvaha, and spoke, Bharat, O sign of Bharat. Translation. O sign of Bharat, after Swayambhuva Manu had thus entered the forest with his wife, he stood on one leg on the bank of the river Sunanda, and in this way, with only one leg touching the earth, he performed great austerities for 100 years. While performing these austerities, he spoke as follows. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the word anvaha means that he chanted or murmured to himself, not that he lectured to anyone. Text 9. Sri Manu Ravacha, yena chetayate vishvam, vishvam chetayate nam yam, yo jagarti sayena smin nayam tam veda veda sa. Synonyms. Sri Manu Vacha, Swayambhuva Manu chanted, yena, by whom, the personality of Godhead, chetayate is brought into animation, vishvam, the whole universe, vishvam, the whole universe, the material world, chetayate animates, na, not, yam, he whom, ya, he who, jagarti, is always awake, watching all activities, sayani, while sleeping, asmin, in this body, na, not, I am, this living entity, tam, him, Veda knows, sa, he. Translation. Lord Manu said, the Supreme Living Being has created this material world of animation. It is not that he was created by this material world. When everything is silent, the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness. The living entity does not know him, but he knows everything. Purport. Here is a distinction between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is the Supreme Eternal, the Supreme Living Being. The difference between the Supreme Being and the ordinary living being is that when this material world is annihilated, all the living entities remain silent and oblivion in a dreaming or unconscious condition, whereas the Supreme Being stays awake as the witness of everything. This material world is created, stays for some time, and then it is annihilated. Throughout these changes, however, the Supreme Being remains awake. In the material condition, of all the living entities, there are three stages of dreaming. When the material world is awake and put in working order, this is a kind of dream, a waking dream. When the living entities go to sleep, they dream again. And when unconscious at the time of annihilation, when this material world is unmanifested, they enter another stage of dreaming. At any stage in the material world, therefore, they are all dreaming. In the spiritual world, however, everything is awake. text 10. Atma vaishyam idam vishvam yat kinchit jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita madgrita kasya svedanam. Synonyms: Atma, the Supersoul, avashyam, living everywhere, idam, this universe, vishvam, all universes, all places, yet, whatever, kinchit, everything that exists, jagatyam, in this world, everything, everywhere, jagat, everything, animate and inanimate, tena, by him, tyaktena, unlauded, bunjita, you may enjoy, ma, do not, grida, accept, kasyasvit, of anyone else, dunam, the property. Translation: within this universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Supersoul feature, is present everywhere. Everywhere there are animate and or inanimate beings. Therefore, no one should accept only that which is allotted to him. One should not desire to infringe upon the property of others. Purport: having described the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as transcendental, Svayambhuva Manu, for the instruction of the sons and grandsons in his dynasty, is now describing all the property of the universe as belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manu's instructions are not only for his sons and grandsons, but for all of human society. The word, quote, man, end quote, or in Sanskrit, manusya, has been derived from the name Manu, for all the members of human society are descendants of the original Manu. Manu is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita 4.1, where the Lord says, Imam bhavashate yogam proktavan aham avyam vivishvan manave prava manur ikshvakave bhavit. I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivishvan, and Vivishvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku, end quote. Svayambhuva Manu and Vaivishvata Manu have similar duties. Vaivishvata Manu was born of the sun god Vivishvan, and his son was Ikshvaku, the king of the earth. Since Manu is understood to be the original father of humanity, human society should follow his instructions. Svayambhuva Manu instructs that whatever exists, not only in the spiritual world, but even within this material world, is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the superconsciousness. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Chetra Gnam Chapimam Vidi Sarva Ketru Chetreshu Bharata. In every field, or in other words, in every body, the Supreme Lord is existing as the Supersoul. The individual soul is given a body in which to live and act according to the instructions of the Supreme Person, and therefore the Supreme Person also exists within every body. We should not think that we are independent. Rather, we should understand that we are allotted a certain portion of the total property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding will lead to perfect communism. Communists think in terms of their own nations, but the spiritual communism instructed here is not only nationwide, but universal. Nothing belongs to any nation or any individual person. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the meaning of this verse. Atmavashyam idam vishvam. Whatever exists within this universe is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The modern communistic theory, and also this idea of the idea of the United Nations, can be reformed, indeed rectified, by the understanding that everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is not a creation of our intelligence, rather He has created us. Atmavashyam idam sarvam. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. This universal communism can solve all the problems of the world. One should learn from the Vedic literature that one's body is also not the property of the individual soul, but is given to the individual soul according to his karma. Karma dive nitrena jantur deho patatye. The 8,400,000 different bodily forms are machines given to the individual soul. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Ishvar sarvabhutanam hridayeshwar junatisati brahmanyam sarvabhutani yantarudrani mayaya. Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy, end quote. The Lord, as a Supersoul, sits in everyone's heart and observes the various desires of the individual soul. The Lord is so merciful that He gives the living entity the opportunity to enjoy varieties of desires in suitable bodies, which are nothing but machines. Yantra Rudrani Maya. These machines are manufactured by the material ingredients of the external energy, and thus the living entity enjoys or suffers according to his desires. This opportunity is given by the Supersoul. Everything belonged to the Supreme, and therefore one should not usurp another's property. We have a tendency to manufacture many things, especially nowadays we are building skyscrapers and developing other material facilities. We should know, however, that the ingredients of the skyscrapers and machines cannot be manufactured by anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole world is nothing but a combination of the five material elements. Tejo Vri Mridam Yata Vinamiya. The skyscraper is a transformation of the earth, water, and fire. Earth and water are combined by and burnt into bricks by fire, and a skyscraper is essentially a tall construction of bricks. Although the bricks may be manufactured by man, the ingredients of the bricks are not. Of course, man, as a manufacturer, may accept a salary from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is stated here, Tenet Yak Tena Bunjita. One may construct a big skyscraper, but neither the constructor, the merchant, nor the worker can claim proprietorship. Proprietorship belongs to the person who has spent for the building. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has manufactured water, earth, air, fire, and sky, and one can use these and take a salary, Tenet Yak Tena Bunjita. However, one cannot claim proprietorship. This is perfect communism. Our tendency is to construct great buildings should be used only for the constructing large and valuable temples in which to install the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then our desire for construction will be fulfilled. Since all property belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything should be offered to the Lord, and we should take only prasad, tena tak tena bunjita. We should not fight amongst ourselves and take more than we need. As Narada said to Maharaj Yudhisthira, Yavad Brijeta Jatharam Tavat Svatvam Hidehinam Adikam Yo Bimanyeta Satsteno Dandam Arati. One may claim proprietorship to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together, but one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief, and he deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.14.8. Of course, we need to be maintained in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Ahara Nidra Vaya Maituna. But since the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has provided these necessities of life for the birds and bees, why not for mankind? There is no need for economic development. Everything is provided. Therefore, one should understand that everything belongs to Krishna, and with this idea, one may take prasad. However, if one interferes with the allotment of others, he's a thief. We should not accept more than what we actually need. Therefore, if by chance we get an abundance of money, we should always consider that it belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Krishna consciousness, we are getting sufficient money, but we should never think that the money belongs to us. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be equally distributed to the workers, the devotees. No devotee should claim that any money or property belongs to him. If one thinks that any property or portion of property of this huge universe belongs to anyone, he's be considered a thief and is punishable by the laws of nature. Daiviheshu gunamayi mamamaya dharatiya. No one can surpass the vigilance of material nature or hide his intentions from material nature. If human society unlawfully claims that the property of the universe, either partially or wholly, belongs to mankind, all of human society will be cursed as a society of thieves and will be punished by the laws of nature. Text 11. Yam pasyati nam pasyatam chakshuryasya narishyati tambhuta nilayam devam suparnam upadavata. Synonyms. Yam, he who pasyati, any the living entity sees, na not pasyantam, although always seeing, chakshu I, yasya, whose na never rishyati diminishes tam him bhuta nilayam, the original source of all living entities, Devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Suparnam, who accompanies the living entity as a friend, Upadavata, everyone should worship. Translation. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees him. However, one should not think that because no one sees him, he does not see, for his power to see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the Supersoul who always stays with the individual soul as a friend. Purport. Offering prayers to Krishna, Srimati Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, said, Alakshim sarvabhutanam antar bahir avashtitam. Krishna, You reside both inside and outside of everything, yet the unintelligent conditioned souls cannot see you, end quote. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Jnana Chakshusha, eyes of knowledge. He who opens these eyes of knowledge is called a spiritual master. Thus we offer our prayers to the spiritual master with the following shloka. Om Jnana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurimitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gave Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who with the torchlight of knowledge has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. End quote. Gotamiya Tantra. The guru's task is to open the disciple's eyes of knowledge. When the disciple is awakened from ignorance to knowledge, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere because the Lord actually is everywhere. Adantarasta Paramano Chayantarastam. The Lord resides within this universe. He resides within the heart of all living entities. He resides even within the atom. Because we lack perfect knowledge, we cannot see God. But with a little deliberation, we can can help us see God everywhere. This requires training. With a little liberation, even the most degraded person can perceive the presence of God. If we take into account whose property is the vast ocean, whose property is the vast land, how the sky exists, how the numberless millions of stars and planets are set in the sky, who has made this universe and whose property it is, we should certainly come to the conclusion that there is a proprietor of everything. When we claim proprietorship over a certain piece of land, whether individually or for our families or nations, we should also consider how we have become the proprietors. The land was there before our birth. Before we came to the land, how did it become our property? Such deliberation will help us understand that there is a supreme proprietor of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Godhead is always awake. In the conditioned stage, we forget things because we change our bodies, but because the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not change his body, he remembers past, present, and future. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.1, Imam Vishvasate Yogam Proktavan Aham Aviam. I spoke the science of God, Bhagavad Gita, to the sun god at least 40 million years ago, end quote. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna how he could remember incidents that had taken place so long ago, the Lord answered Arjuna that Arjuna was also present at that time. Because Arjuna is Krishna's friend, wherever Krishna goes, Arjuna goes. But the difference is that Krishna remembers everything, whereas the living entity like Arjuna, being a minute particle of the Supreme Lord, forgets. Therefore, it is said, the Lord's vigilance is never diminished. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature is always present within the hearts of all living entities, and from him come knowledge, remembering knowledge, and forgetfulness. This is also indicated in this verse by the word Suparnam, which means friend. In the Svetasvatara Upanishad 4.6, it is therefore said, Dvasuparnasayuja Shakaya Samanam Vriksham Parisha Svajate. Two birds are sitting on the same tree as friends. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and the other is simply observing. This observing bird is always present as a friend to the eating bird and giving him remembrance of things he wanted to do. Thus, if we take into account the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our daily affairs, we can see him or at least perceive his presence everywhere. The words Chakshuryasya Narishyate mean that although we cannot see him, this does not mean that he cannot see us. Nor does he die when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated. The example is given that in this connection, that the sunshine is present when the sun is present, but when the sun is not present, or when we cannot see the sun, this does not mean that the sun is lost. The sun is there, but we cannot see it. Similarly, although we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our present darkness or lack of knowledge, he is always present seeing our activities. As the Paramatma, he is the witness and advisor, Upadrashta Anunamanta. Therefore, by following the instructions of the spiritual master and studying authorized literatures, we can understand that God is present before us, seeing everything, although we have no eyes with which to see him. Text 12. Nayasyadi antumadyam cha svaparo nantaram bahi svishrasyamuni yad yasmad Vishram Tad Chat Ritam Mahat. Synonyms. Na, neither Yasya, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi, a beginning, Anto, and Madhyam, middle, Cha, also, Sva, own, Para, others, Na, honor, Antaram, inside, Bahi, outside, Vishvasya, of the whole cosmic manifestation, Amuni, all such considerations, Tat, whose form, Yasmat, from he who is the cause of everything, Vishvam, the whole universe, Cha, and Tat, all of them, Ritam, truth, Mahat, very, very great. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning, no end, and no middle. Nor does he belong to a particular person or nation. He has no inside or outside. The dualities found in this within this material world, such as beginning and end, mind and theirs, are all absent from the Supreme Personality of the Supreme Lord. The universe which emanates from him is another feature of the Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate truth, and he is complete in greatness. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is described in the Brahma Samhita 5.1. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. End quote. For the Lord's existence, there is no cause, for he is the cause of everything. He is also in everything. Mayatatam idam sarvam. He is expanded in everything, but he is not in but he is not everything. He is achintya bheda bheda, simultaneously one and different. That is explained in this verse. In the material condition, we have a conception of beginning, end, and middle, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are no such things. The universal cosmic manifestation is also the Virat Rupa that was shown to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, since the Lord is present everywhere at all time, he is the absolute truth and the greatest. He is complete in greatness. God is great, and how he is great is explained here. Text 13. Savishvakaya Purahuta Isha Satya Swayam Jyotir Aja Purana Date Syaja Madi Ajay Yatma Shaktya Itam Vidya Yodasya Nihira Yaste. Synonyms. Sa, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishvakaya, the total form of the universe. The whole universe is the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purahuta, known by so many names, Isha, the Supreme Controller, with full power, Satya, the ultimate truth, Svayam, personally, Jyoti, self-effulgent, Aja, unborn, beginningless, Purana, the oldest, Date, he performs, Asya, of this universe, Janmadi, the creation, maintenance, and annihilation, Ajaya, by his external energy, Atma Shaktya, by his personal potency, Tam, that external material energy, Vidyaya, by his spiritual potency, Udasya, giving up, Niriha, without any desire or activity, Aste, he is existing, untouched by the material energy. Translation. The entire cosmic manifestation is the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has millions of names and unlimited potencies. He is self-effulgent, unborn, and changeless. He is the beginning of everything, but he has no beginning. Because he's created this cosmic manifestation by his external energy, the universe appears to be created, maintained, and annihilated by him. Nonetheless, he remains inactive in his spiritual energy and is untouched by the activities of the material energy. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in his Shikshastika, Namna Makati Bahuda Nija Sharva Shakti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has many names, which are all non-different from the Supreme Person. This is spiritual existence. By chanting the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, consisting of names of the Supreme Lord, we find that the name has all the potencies of the person. The Lord's activities are many, and according to his activities, he has many names. He appeared as the son of Mother Jashoda and also as the son of Mother Devaki, and therefore his name is Devaki Nandana and Yasoda Nandana. Parasha Shakti Vivida Vishuyati. The Lord has a multitude of energies, and therefore he acts in multifarious ways. Yet, he has a particular name. The Shastras recommend which names we should chant, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. is not that we have to search for some name or manufacture one. Rather, we must follow the saintly persons and the Shastras in chanting his holy name. Although the material and spiritual energies both belong to the Lord, he is impossible to understand as long as we are in the material energy. And when we come to the spiritual energy, he is very easy to know. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.23, Mayam Vyudasi Chikshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani. Although the external energy belongs to the Lord, when one is in the external energy, Mama Maya Dharatya, he is very difficult to understand. However, when one comes to the spiritual energy, one can understand him. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, it is said, Bhakti Mava Vijananti Mavinyas Chasmi Tattva. If one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in reality, one must take to the platform of bhakti, or Krishna consciousness. This bhakti consists of various activities, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakyamat, Minivedanam. And to understand the Lord, one must take to this path of devotional service. Even though the people of the world have forgotten God and may say that God is dead, this is not a fact. One can understand God when one takes to the Krishna consciousness movement, and thus one can be happy. Text 14. Atagre rishya karman itate karma hetave ihamano hi purusha prayo niham prapadyate. Synonyms: atta, therefore, agre, in the beginning, rishaya, all the learned rishis, saintly persons, karmani, fruit of activities, ihante, execute a karma, freedom from fruit of results, hetave, for the purpose of ihamana, engaging in such activities, he, indeed, purusha, a person, praya, almost always, niham, liberation from karma, prapadyate, attains, translation. Therefore, to enable people to reach the stage of activities that are not tinged by fruit of results, great saints first engage people in fruit of activities, for unless one begins by performing activities as recommended in the Shastras, one cannot reach the stage of liberation or activities that produce no reactions. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Lord Krishna advises, Yagnartat karmano nyatrak lokiyam karma bandhana. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world, end quote. Generally, everyone is attracted to hard labor for becoming happy in this material world, but although various activities are going on all over the world simply for the sake of happiness, unfortunately only problems are being created from such fruitive activities. Therefore, it is advised that active persons engaged in activities of Krishna consciousness, which is called yajna, because then they gradually come to the platform of devotional service. Yajna means Lord Vishnu, the yajna purusha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva lokamaheshram. The Supreme Personality of God is actually an enjoyer, and therefore if we begin our activities for his satisfaction, we will gradually lose our taste for material activities. Sutta Goswami declared to the great assembly of sages at Namasharanya, Atapumbir Duivishtesta Vanashrama Vivagasa Shanustitasi Dharmasya Samsidi Haritoshanam. Quote, O best among the twice born, it is concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, Dharma, according to caste divisions and orders of life, is to please the Lord Hari. End quote. Or Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13. According to Vedic principles, everyone must act according to his classification as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyas. Everyone should progress toward perfection by acting in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. Samsiddhi Haritoshana. One cannot please Krishna by sitting idly. One must act according to the directions of the spiritual master for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then one will gradually come to the stage of pure devotional service. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, Naiskarmyam api yachuta bhava varjitam nasobate jnanam alam niranjanam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though freed from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. End quote. Gyanis recommend that one adopt a nice karmya and not doing anything but simply meditating and thinking of Brahman, but this is impossible unless one realizes Parabrahman, Krishna. if there is no Krishna consciousness, any kind of activity, be it philanthropic, political, or social, simply causes karma bandhana, bondage to material work. As long as one is entangled in karma bandhana, one must accept different types of bodies that spoil the human form of facility. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 6.3, karma yoga is recommended. Arurukshor munir yogam karma karanam uchate. Yogar rudasya tasyaiva sama karanam uchate. For one who is a neophyte in the yoga system, work is said to be the means, and for one who has already attained to yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means. End quote. Nonetheless, karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasvaran indiyartam vimudhatma mityarchara sauchate. One who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 3.6. One should act for Krishna very seriously in order to become fully Krishna conscious, and should not sit down and to imitate such great personalities as Haridas Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemned such imitation. He said, Dushtamana. Tumi Keshara Vaishnava Pratistara Tare Nirjananakare Tavehari Nam Kevala Kataiva. My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But this is all cheating. End quote. Recently at Mayapur, an African devotee wanted to imitate Haridas Thakur, but after 15 days, he became restless and went away. Do not suddenly try to imitate Haridas Thakur. Engage yourself in Krishna conscious activities, and gradually you will come to the stage of liberation. Muktir hitvan yatarupam svarupena vivastiti. Text 15. Itate bhagavan isho nahi yatra visajate atmalabhena purnarto navat siddhanti ye tunam nutam. Synonyms. Ihate engages in activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. Isha, the Supreme Controller. He, indeed, Tatra, in such activities. Vishajate, he becomes entangled. Atma Labena, because of his own gain. Puranartha, who is self-satisfied. Avasiddhanti, are disheartened, yea, by persons who, anu, follow Tam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by his own gain, yet he acts as the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in that way, he's never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in his footsteps are also never entangled. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagnartat karmano nyatra lokiyam karma bandhana. Work, done as a sacrifice for Vishnu, has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. End quote. If we do not act in Krishna consciousness, we shall be entangled, like silkworms in a cocoon. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears in order to teach us how to work so that we will not be entangled in this material world. Our real problem is that we are entangled in materialistic activities, and because we are conditioned, our struggle continues through punishment in material existence in one body after another in different forms of life. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana sastriyendriyani prakatistani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. End quote. The living entities are actually minute forms who are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is full in everything, and the small particles of the Lord are also originally qualified like him, but because of their minute existence, they are infected by material attraction and thus entangled. We must therefore follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then, like Krishna, who is never entangled by his material activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, we will have nothing for which to lament. Navasiddhanti ye nutam. Krishna personally gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and anyone who follows these instructions is liberated. Following Krishna's instructions is possible when one is a devotee, for Krishna instructs that one should become a devotee. Manmana bhava madbhakta madhyajimam namaskaru. Always think of me and become my devotee. worship me and offer your homage unto me, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 1865. Always thinking of Krishna means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but unless one is an initiated devotee, he cannot do this. As soon as one becomes a devotee, he engages in deity worship, mudyajni. The devotee's business is to offer obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master constantly. This principle is the recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. As soon as one comes to this platform, he gradually understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and simply by understanding Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. Text 16. Tamiham manam nirahankritam buddham nirashisham puram purnam ananya choditam nrin shikshayantam nijavartma samstitam prabhum prapadye kila dharma bhavanam. Synonyms. Tam, unto the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, ihamanam, who is acting for our benefit, nirahankritam, who is without entanglement or desire for gain, buddham, who is completely in knowledge, nirashina shisham, without desires to enjoy the fruits of his activities, purnam, who is full and therefore has no need to fulfill desires, ananya, by others, choditam, induced or inspired, nrin, of all human society, shikshayantam, to teach the real path of life, nijavartma, of his own personal way of life, shamstitam, to establish without deviation, prabhum, unto the Supreme Lord, prapadye, I request everyone to surrender, akila dharma bhavanam, who is the master of all religious principles or occupational duties for a human being. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, works just like an ordinary human being, yet he does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full in knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. As the supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities, and thus he inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. Purport. This is the sum and substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply requesting human society to follow in the footsteps of the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. Follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. That is a summary of the Krishna consciousness movement. The organizer of the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching everyone how to follow Lord Ramchandra, how to follow Lord Krishna, and how to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this material world, we need a leader for monarchy or good government. Lord Sri Ramachandra, by his practical example, showed how to live for the benefit of all human society. He fought with demons like Ravana, he carried out the orders of his father, and he remained the faithful husband of Mother Sita. Thus, there is no comparison to Lord Ramachandra's acting as an ideal king. Indeed, people still hanker for Ramrajya, a government conducted like that of Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he taught his disciple and devotee Arjuna how to lead a life ending in going back home, back to Godhead. Takta deham pranarjanma naitimam eti sarjana. All teachings, political, economic, social, religious, cultural, and philosophical, are to be found in Bhagavad Gita. One only has to follow them strictly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also comes as Lord Chaitanya just to play the part of a pure devotee. Thus, the Lord teaches us in different ways just to make our lives successful, and Swayambhuva Manu requests us to follow him. Swayambhuva Manu is the leader of mankind, and he has given a book called Manu Samhita to guide human society. Herein, he directs us to follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations. These incarnations are described in Vedic literature, and Jayadeva Goswami has described 10 important incarnations in summary. Keshavadrita Meena Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare, Keshavadrita Buddha Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare, etc. Swayambhuva Manu instructs us to follow the instructions of God's incarnations, especially Krishna's instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Appreciating Bhakti Marg as introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thus depicted the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Parana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripam Buddhir Yastamaham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He is descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. End quote. Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka 674. In this age of Kali, people cannot follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore the Lord himself takes the part of Sri Krishna Chaitanya to teach personally how to become Krishna conscious. He asks everyone to follow him and to become a guru to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Yaride ke tari kaha Krishna upadesh amaragya guru hanatara edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they're given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. End quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita 7.128. The coherent purpose of Lord Chandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach human society how to be happy by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Text 17. Sri Shuka Vacha, Iti Mantra Panisadam Vyaharantam Samahitam Dveshta Sura Yatadana Jagdum Abhyadravan Kshuda. Synonyms. Shishuka Vacha, Shishukadev Goswami said, Iti thus mantram Upanishadam, the Vedic mantra uttered by Swami Bhavamanu, Vyaharantam, taught or chanted Samahitam, concentrated the mind without being agitated by material conditions, Dveshta. Upon seeing him, Asura, the demons, Yatustana, the Rakshasas, Jagdum, desired to devour Abhyadravan, running very fast, Kshuda, to satisfy their appetite. Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, Swami Bhuvamana was thus in a trance, chanting the mantras of Vedic instructions known as the Upanishads. Upon seeing him, the Rakshasas and Asuras, being very hungry, wanted to devour him. Therefore they ran after him with great speed. Text 18. Tamstatai visitan shikviksya yajna sarvagato hari yamai parivrito devire hatva sasat trivishtapam. Synonyms. Tan, the demons and rakshasas, tata in that way, avisitan, who were determined to devour Swayambhuvamanu, viksya, upon observing yajna, Lord Vishnu, known as yajna, Sarvagata, who is seated in everyone's heart, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yamai, with his sons, named the Yamas, Parivrita, surrounded Devai by the demigods, Hatva, after killing the demons, Ashasat, ruled, taking the post of Indra, Trivishtapam, the heavenly planets. Translation. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, who sits in everyone's heart, appearing as Yajnapati, observed that the Rakshasas and demons were going to devour Swayambhuvamanu. Thus the Lord, accompanied by his sons, named the Yamas, and by all the other demigods, killed the demons and Rakshasas. He then took the post of Indra and began to rule the heavenly kingdom. Purport. The various names of the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, and so on, are not personal names. They are names of different posts. In this regard, we understand that Lord Vishnu sometimes becomes Brahma or Indra when there is no suitable person to occupy these posts. Text 19. Shrarichi sodvityastu manur agne suto bhavet durmat susena rochi smat pramuktas tasya chatmaja. Synonyms. Shrarichisa, shrarichisa dvitiya. The second to, indeed, Manu, Agne of Agni, Sutta, the sun, Abhavat, became Durmat, Susena, Rochismat, Pramukha, beginning with them, Tasya, of him, Srochisa, Cha, also Atmaja's sons. Translation. The son of Agni, named Srochisa, became the second Manu. His several sons were headed by Dumat, Susena, and Rochismat. Purport. Manvataram Manurdeva Manuputra Sureshvara Rishayo Misavartarascha Haresad Vidamuchite. There are many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Manu, the Manuputra, the sons of Manu, the king of the heavenly planets, and all the seven great sages are all partial incarnations of the Supreme Lord. Manu himself, his sons, Priyavratanu Tanapad, the demigods created by Daksha, and the rishis like Marichi are all partial incarnations of the Lord during the reign of Masvayambhuva Manu. During that time, the incarnation of the Lord as Yajna took charge of ruling the heavenly planets. The next Manu was Svarucita. The Manus and the sages and demigods are further described in the following 11 verses. Text 20. Tatendra rochanas sid devas cha tustitadaya urja stambadaya sapta rishio brahmavadina. Synonyms. Tatra, in this manvantar, Indra Rochana the son of Jagga. Tu, but asit became deva, demigods. Cha also tusita adaya. Tusita and others, Urja, Stamba, Adaya and others, Sapta, seven, Rishaya, great saints, Brahmavadina, all faithful devotees. Translation. During the reign of Svarucita, the post of Indra was assumed by Rochana, the son of Yaga. Tusita and others became the principal demigods, and Urja, Stamba and others became the seven saints. All of them were faithful devotees of the Lord. Text 21. Rishes tu Veda Shirasas. Tusita nama patni abut tasyam yagne tato devo vibhur iti dabir shruta. Synonyms. Rishe, of the saintly person, too, indeed. Vedasira. Tusita nama named patni, the wife, abut begat tasyam in her womb. Yajne took birth at tata thereafter, deva, the Lord, vibhu iti, thus, abhivishruta, celebrated as. Translation. Vedasira was a very celebrated rishi. From the womb of his wife, whose name was Tusita, came the avatar named Vibhu. Text 22. Atstasiti sahasrani munio ye dritavrata anvasikam vrata tasya kumara brahmacharina. The synonyms. Astasiti, 88. Shahasrani, 1,000, Munaya, great saintly persons, yea, those who, Dhritavrata, fixed in vows, Anvashikam, took instructions, Vratam vows, Tasya, from him, Vibhu, Kumar, who was unmarried, Brahmacharina, and fixed in the Brahmachari stage of life. Translation. Vibhu remained a Brahmachari and never married throughout his life. From him, 88,000 other saintly persons took lessons on self-control, austerity, and similar behavior. Text 23. Tritiya utamo nam Priyavrata Sutta Manu Pavana Srinjayo Nyagna Yotra Dyas Tat Sutta Nripa. Synonyms. Tritiya, the third Uttama Nama, named Priyavrata, of King Priyavrata, Sutta, the son, Manu. He became the Manu, Pavana, Srinjaya, Yagnahotra-adya, Yagnahotra and others, Tat Sutta, the sons of Uttama, Nripa, O King. Translation. The king, the third Manu, Uttama, was the son of King Priyavrata. Among the sons of this Manu were Pavana, Srinjaya, and Yagnahotra. Text 24. Vashishta Tanya Sapta Rishya Padmadadaya Satya Veda Shruta Bhadra Deva Nindras Tu Sajayat Satyajit. Synonyms. Vashishta Tanaya, the sons of Vashishta, Sapta, seven, Rishya, the sages, Pramada Adaya, headed by Pramada, Satya, the Satyas, Veda Shruta, the Veda Shrutas, Bhadra, the Bhadras, Deva, the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, too, but Satyajit. Translation. During the reign of the third Manu, Pramada and other sons of Vishita became the seven sages. The Satyas, Vedashrutas, and Bhadras became demigods, and Satyajit was selected to be Indra, the king of heaven. Text 25. Dharmasya suntra ritayam tu Bhagavan Purushottama Satyaseni ti kyakto jata satya vritay saha. Synonyms. Dharmasya, the demigod in charge of religion. Sutriyat Sunrityatayan, in the womb of his wife named Sunrita, too, indeed. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusha Uttama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyasen, iti thus. Kyata, celebrated. Jata, took birth. Satyavratai, the Satyavratas, saha, with. Translation. In this Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Sunrita, who was the wife of Dharma, the demigod in charge of religion. The Lord was celebrated as Satyasain, and he appeared with other demigods known as the Satyavratas. Text 26. Sunrita Vratadukshilan Asato Yaksha Rakshasan Bhuta Druho Bhutaskam Nams Chavadit Satyajit Shaka. Synonyms. Sahi Satyasain Anrita Vrata, who are fond of speaking lies. Dushilam, misbehaved. Asata, miscreant. Yaksha Rakshasan, yakshas and rakshasas. Bhutadura, who are always against the progress of other living beings. Bhuta Gaganan, other, the ghostly living entities. Cha, also. Avadit, killed. Satyajit Saka, with his friend Satyajit. Translation. Satyasain, with along with his friend Satyajit, who was the king of heaven, Indra, killed all the untruthful, impious, and misbehaved yakshas, rakshasas, and ghostly living entities who gave pains to other living beings. Text 27. Chaturtha Uttama Brata Manur Namna Chada Tamasa Pritu Kyatir Naraketur Iti Adya Das Tat Sutta. Synonyms. Chaturtha, the fourth Manu, Uttama Brata, the brother of Uttama, Manu became the Manu, Namna, celebrated by the name, Cha also, Tamasa, Tamasa, Pritu, Pritu, Kyati, Kyati, Nara, Nara, Ketu, Ketu, Iti, thus, Adya, headed by Dasa, ten, Tatsuta, sons of Tamasa Manu. Translation. The brother of the third Manu, Uttama, was celebrated by the name Tamasa, and he became the fourth Manu. Tamasa had 10 sons, headed by Pritu, Kyati, Nara, and Ketu. Text 28. Satyaka Harayo Vira Devas Triksika Ishvara Jyotirdam Dayasapta Rasha Rishiyas Tamase Nirtare. Synonyms. Satyaka, the Satyakas, Haraya, the Haris, Vira, the Viras, Deva, the demigods, Trishika, Trishika, Ishvara, the king of heaven, Jyotirdam Adaya, headed by the celebrated Jyotirdam, Sapta seven Rishaya sages, Tamese in the reign of Tamasa Manu, Antare, within. Translation. During the reign of Tamasa Manu, among the demigods were the Satyakas, Haris, and Viras. The heavenly king Indra was Trishika. The sages in Saptarshidam were headed by Jyotirdam. Text 29. Deva Vaidridayo Nam Vitrites Taniya Nripa Nasta Kalena Yarveda Vidritas Vena Tejasa. Synonyms. Deva, the demigods, Vaidritaya, the Vaidritas, Nam, by the name Vidrita of Vidriti, Taniya, who were the sons, Nripa, O king, Nasta, were lost, Kalena, by the influence of time, Yai, by whom, Veda, the Vedas, Vidrita, were protected, Svena, by their own Tejasa, power. Translation. O king, in the Tamasa Manvantara, the sons of Vridriti, who were known as the Vaidritis, also became demigods. Since in course of time the Vedic authority was lost, these demigods, by their own powers, protected the Vedic authority. Purport. In the Tamas Manvantara, there were two kinds of demigods, and one of them were known as the Vridritis. The duty of the demigods is to protect the authority of the Vedas. The word devata refers to one who carries out the authority of the Vedas, whereas rakshasas are those who defy the Vedic authority. If the authority of the Vedas is lost, the entire universe becomes chaotic. Therefore, it is the duty of the demigods, as well as kings and aides of the government, to give full protection to the Vedic authority. Otherwise, human society will be in a chaotic condition in which there cannot be peace or prosperity. Text 30. Tatrapi Yagne Bhagavan Harinyam Harimedesa Hari Iti Adrito Yena Gajendra Mochito Grihat. Synonyms. Tatrapi, in that period, Yagne appeared, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Harinyam, in the womb of Harini, Harimedesa, begotten by Harimeda, Hari Hari, Iti thus, Adrita, called Yena, by whom Gaja Indra, the king of the elephants, Mochita, was freed, Grahat, from the mouth of a crocodile. Translation. Also in this Manvantara, the Supreme Lord Vishnu took birth from the womb of Harini, the wife of Harimeda, and he was known as Hari. Hari saved his devotee Gajendra, the king of the elephants, from the mouth of a crocodile. Text 31. Sri Rajuvacha Badarayani Tate Shrotamichan Mahe Vayam Hari Yatta Gajam Patram Graha Grastam Amumuchat. Synonyms. Sri Rajuvacha, King Parikshit, said, Badarayani, O son of Badarayana, Vyasadeva, etat this, te, from you, shrotum, ichamahe, desire to hear, vayam we, Hari, of Lord Hari, yata, the manner in which Gajapatim, the king of the elephants, grahagrastam, when attacked by the crocodile, amupmuchat, delivered. Translation. King Parikshit said, My lord, Badarayani, we wish to hear from you in detail how the king of the elephants, when attacked by the crocodile, was delivered by Hari. Text 32. Tat katasu mahatpunyam danyam shvastayayam nam subam. Yatra yatro tamashloko bhagavan gyate hari. Synonyms. Tat katasu, in those narrations, mahat great, punyam pious, danyam glorious, shvatayayanam auspicious, subam all good, yatra whenever, yatra wherever, Uttamashloka, the Lord who is known as Uttamashloka, he who is described by transcendental literature, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gyate, is glorified, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Any literature or narration in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttamashloka, is described and glorified is certainly great, pure, glorious, auspicious, and all good. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world simply by describing Krishna. We have published many books, including Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in 17 volumes, 400 pages each, as well as Bhagavad Gita and the Nectar of Devotion. We are also publishing Srimad Bhagavatam in 60 volumes. Whenever a speaker holds discourses from these books and an audience hears the hymn, this will create a good and auspicious situation. Therefore, the preaching of Krishna consciousness must be done very carefully by the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, especially the sannyasis. This will create an auspicious atmosphere. Text 33. Sri Suta Vacha Pariksitayvam Satu Badarayani Prayo Parvistena Katasuk Chodita Uvacha vipra pratinandya partivam muda maninam sadasis mashrinvatum. Synonyms. Sri Suta Vacha, Sri Suta Goswami said, Parikshita by Maharaj Parikshit evam, thus sahi to indeed, Badarayani, Sukadev Goswami, praya upavistena, Maharaj Parikshit Maharaj, who was awaiting an impending death, Katashu, by the words Chodita being encouraged, Uvacha spoke, Vipra, O Brahmanas, Pratinandya, after congratulating Partivan, Maharaj Parikshit, Muda, with great pleasure, Muninam, of great sages, Sadasi, in the assembly, Sma, indeed, Shrimdatam, who desired to hear. Translation, Sri Suta Goswami said, O Brahmanas, when Parikshit Maharaj, who was awaiting impending death, thus requested Shukadeva Goswami to speak, Shukadev Goswami, encouraged by the king's words, offered respect to the king and spoke with great pleasure in the assembly of the sages who desired to hear him. Purport. Thus ended the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 1st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Manus, Administrators of the Universe, end quote.